But right now we're going to, you know, all you folks out there who are just having troubles getting everything done, we're not going to rub it in or anything, but we're going to talk to a guy who has completed his harvest. And most of his harvest was done by hand. Rod Hogan of Red Trail Vineyards. Now, how long ago, Rod, did you quit combining soybeans and corn?
Well, we finished about 10 days ago, I imagine, and everything went well. It took us only 5 days this year to finish harvest. So.
Okay, of the grapes.
Yeah, of the grapes, yeah.
Yeah. So but I was asking you, how long ago did you kind of give up the combine?
Well, gosh, maybe 3 years ago. However, I still drive the corn combine for my one relative. So I still get out there and do some farm work.
All right, good. Yeah, it's in the blood. You can't quit. And that
I know.
That's the best job on the town, driving the tractor, driving the combine.
I know, and, you know, the best part of it now is, you know, you don't drive them anymore. You push a button, and it's really unique to do that. So,
yeah.
Grape harvest went well. Our yields were down this year, and it was just a tough year for grapes. But the toughest part of this year was the 34 below temperatures. You know, we lost about 300, maybe 350 grapes. This year just because it was too cold for them. So those grapes we are in the process of pulling out, and we will plant with another variety that has been growing for some up to 17 years already in our vineyard.
Wow. Now, the 330-some represents what portion, ratio, or percentage of your total vineyard there?
Oh, it's probably 15% or so.
Okay, well, 15% crop loss, it's time to call the insurance agent.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how that works, but no, we did. And, you know, in a way, that's good, because if they're not going to survive, we don't really want them at our vineyard. So we're going to plant varieties that have been surviving for many years, and they all make very good wine. A couple of things that happened this year, we had a lot of interesting things. You know, the Grape Growers Association here in this part of the world, we had a wine trek, we call it. And there were 8 places that you could go to. You get a card, after you finish your wine trek, you get stamped at every place. You get a T-shirt that says, what the heck, I made the trek. And you get to visit all these different wineries and also a Cottonwood Cider House up by Ayer. So that's really been a big boost to traffic by the vineyards in all the wineries this year. Also, our summer tour that we had, you know, we started out, we went to the Apsaraka site where we could see what was going on there. NDSU did lose quite a few of their varieties this year. Then we went to the Cottonwood Cider House, very good cider up there. Stacy and Dan do a very good job. And then we ended up at a new place, brand new place, Kurt Kesselring's. They started growing wild grapes many years ago. And they have a really unique place down by Kindred. So they're going to start. They're working on a winery right now, so that'll be a fun place to go too. So
super.
It's been a busy year.
When was the summer wine trek?
I'm going by guess right now. I should know, but it was probably in June.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll plan to do that next year when we get done combining corn.
Yeah. Right. That's good. Good. I don't know. Some of the farmers I talked to, you know, it might have to freeze before we can get out in some of these fields, you know.
Yeah.
However, some guys have been going if they got a little higher ground, combining some beans. And I talked to one friend. He was combining. I said, did you go through any water? Well, yeah, he said, I really didn't mean to, but you know, you're going along, and pretty soon there's water, but the combine seemed to go right through it. So, it's a tough year. You know, I farmed for 50 years, and I guess I've never left the crop, and let's hope these farmers don't have to go through that, too.
Yeah, that has been whether it's on social media or the phone calls I've been getting, amazingly, the combines, the beet lifters and toppers and everything, they are driving through water, and you'd think, and in some cases, there is no water on the surface, and then they're sinking down to the axle. So a wide variety of conditions and challenges this year, for sure.
Oh, right. I know. Even out at the vineyard, there's places where we were pulling the nets up last week, and we finished that, and it's wet out there, too, where pretty soon you're walking in the grass and you're in water. But yeah. I did talk to a guy. We went to Sons of Norway, then for their Lutefest, and there was a couple there. And he's been farming for many years, sugar beets, and he said they've never left any. So they didn't seem to have a problem getting through the mud. It seems like they go and they get through it, but I don't know how.
Well, it's patience. Guys need a whole lot of patience, and just take a few deep breaths, and every acre that can be harvested will be harvested this year for sure. Hey, back to the grapes. I would assume that the variety that you're going to plant for the ones that did not survive the winter, are you going to plant King of the North?
Well, you're right. That King of the North, that was the very first vine we planted here in 2003. And of those first 100 vines, we've lost one.
Wow.
One vine in the last 17 years. So we're going to put more of them. And it makes our sangria. Don't tell anybody. Yeah. But we make sangria out of that, and it's really, really good. It's very popular.
All right. Your secret is safe with me, Rod. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good.
Now,
another new thing with us this year, we got a new winery. We're taking all our grapes, or we did take all our grapes, down to Colfax. To Dakota Winery, and Bob is going to be our new winemaker. He's very, very good, and so that'll be exciting for us, too. Our wines will be a little bit different coming up. Well, you won't get to taste these till 2021, so.
Hmm. You got to age for a while. For huh?
Yeah, let her age, yes.
Okay. Yes. Hey, the North Dakota Grape Growers, and do you have a convention coming up soon?
Well, it's changed a little bit. It's a little bit later this year. The annual meeting will be held at the Baymont in Bismarck on the weekend of February 28th.
Okay. So if anybody is interested in maybe getting involved in growing grapes or doing something along that line, Now, what's the website or a Facebook page for you guys?
Yeah. Just check out the North Dakota Grape and Wine Association website, and the information will be on there soon. We're still finalizing some of the details, but I know that'll be the date of February 28th of 2020. That'll be something different to say, too, but... there'll be a lot of information, just meeting people there. That's how I got started. Before that, we even had meetings. You just talk to other people in the business, and you learn so much.
It is another form of agriculture here in this part of the world. Grape growing, and obviously you turn it into wine. And Red Trail Vineyards has been a longstanding vineyard and winemaker, but you kind of let everybody else make your wine these days, huh, Rod?
Well, yeah, we do. Yeah, we found that it works good for us. And even the wine rate works good for them, too. So
super.
That's the way we do it. Yep.
All righty. Well, Rod, I'm happy that your harvest is complete, and I hope you get back in the combine soon.
Yes. Thank you, Mac.
You are welcome. Rod Hogan, Red Trail Vineyard.